song right now. Let's give a praise. Sanctify that space where you're at. Clear the way for him to speak to you. Oh, a quickening word. Hallelujah. A spiritual word right now. On this outreach right now. Hallelujah. Have your way. To the praise of your glory, Lord. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Can we say amen on the line today?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We are so thankful again for the privilege, everyone. I said the privilege to be on this call of this
place.
The privilege to be in his presence. The privilege to be fellowshipping with the Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. The privilege of being the beloved. Every one that would receive him, to them we become the beloved, which are the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, and we're thanking the Lord for just using us in any way that he desires.
Amen.
To just continue to be that vessel of use to take this message of hope to a lost and dying world. We ought to have compassion like never before, and we pray that we will continue to have that motivation of love that truly manifests the labor in us, is our prayer. We are thankful for what God is doing, has done, is doing, and all the great things that are yet ahead. But today we are thankful for being, amen, on the line. How many want to receive what God has for you today? Come on, give God some amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We depart in unity and in love to truly reach and touch lives, ourselves, amen, in love, amen, and see them to come to this message of hope. God bless you today. We are thankful to begin this wonderful month of March, the holy month preceding the wonderful days yet ahead, that is of the Resurrection Sunday, our Easter Sunday. What greater joy, focus, hallelujah, than the month in which we celebrate, in which we focus. Mm-hmm. Of that love that made a way. The love that made a way. Praise God.
Amen.
And we look forward to you continuing with us throughout this month of March as we are dealing with the various series, as we look at the wonderful life that is in Christ. We encourage you to truly bring someone else, that is, invite someone else on the call so that we can plant the seeds of glorious, glorious life through the Word of God and through this outreach of the call of inspiration. But today I want to start off by a song that I really have come to really love. The lyrics thereby I will read. I won't sing it. Praise God. But the lyrics state, you thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleansed me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life. So I could be free, so I can be whole, and so I can now tell everyone I know. I'll sing it again, those wonderful lyrics. You thought I was worth saving, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't deserve it. All of my righteousness was as filthy rags. All of us are born in sin, shaping in iniquity, dead in sin and in trespasses. none of us did and do good, no, not one. But you thought I was worth saving. So you came into my life. You changed even my life. You thought I was worth keeping. Oh, come on, say amen. So you cleansed me up inside. You really conceived the whole new spiritual nature in me. You thought I was to die for. Oh, hallelujah. You love me so that you thought I was worth dying for. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Exactly.
He came not into this world to condemn the world, but to save sinners. Praise the name of the Lord.
Exactly.
You thought I was worth, you thought that I was worth to die for. So you sacrificed your life. Why? So I could be free. So I could be whole. So I can then, as your vessel, as your church, as the body of Christ, I can now in this stage tell everyone I know. How many are telling everyone you know about this glorious, glorious life in Christ?
It's got
this
amen.
Message of hope. Mm-hmm. That's why amen. You're here right now.
Amen.
He has it where you can go now and tell everyone you know, all of your oikoses, all, we are not, it's not an option. We are bound to give thanks.
Exactly.
We are bound to go forth and make those five touches.
Yes.
Hallelujah. As the Holy Spirit places people in our lives and places us in circles.
Mm-hmm.
God sovereignly is using us and placing us there. Understand and have that mind and heart. And then tell someone. Be the vessel to give them the good news. To be able to express the love that God has for you, them as he did you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And all that is necessary now. He has fixed it. Hallelujah. Where all we must do, anyone, is just believe, receive, and you too, hallelujah, can become something gloriously, undeservingly. You can become free. You can be conceived. New sons of God. You thought I was worth saving, Lord, and you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, Lord, so you cleansed me up inside. You thought I was to die for, praise the name of the Lord, so you sacrificed your life. So I could be free. So I can be whole. So I can then go tell everyone I know. Let's bow our heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this day for the knowledge of the love that is in you through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that one day, so many on this line, through you touching, through your spirit opening up our hearts and showing us the light of the gospel shine in our heart. We by faith receive and believe you. And then all that you died to give became our experiential joy of becoming free, the sons of God. Putting the old to death. And resurrecting in the same likeness of your resurrection. Now, Lord, bless us this day as we go into your word that even commemorates that very glorious, glorious privilege through the scriptures, and help us to leave and depart telling someone else in this last day of hopelessness, you are the answer. You are the answer. Hallelujah. And we give you praise. We give you glory. Let the church and everybody on the line say amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
We invite your attention back real quickly to Romans chapter 6. As we started here last week, Romans chapter number 6, and we quickly go back over verses 3 through, I think we'll go to 5, and then we will broaden this very wonderful series with several other scriptures today before we close the call of inspiration for today. Romans chapter number 6, verse number 3, Paul writes, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by the baptism into his death. Why? That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together with Christ," praise God, "into his death, we also will be in the likeness of his resurrection." Oh, can we say amen today?
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The question is, do you know it?
Amen.
Have you come to know this?
You know it.
To not know amen. It keeps us separated from God, keeps us living in the nature of death through sin. To come to know it brings eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
To come to receive him, hallelujah, will translate into the fact of his purpose in coming and dying for you and I. It will conceive in you new spiritual life that is only in Christ.
Thank
you. So verse number 3, as we see, Paul writes, "Do you know this? Know you not that as many of us who were baptized into Christ," and the word baptized, we said, don't get it confused with the ceremonial acts of water baptism. It really is the spiritual introduction into Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. We are conceived again of his spirit, and we are literally spiritually, each one, we make up the spiritual body of Christ. But it all begins with our faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Coming to know what the real Easter season is, not the bunny,
praise God,
not the cute little eggs and the chocolate goodies, praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. But the true realm of love, the true realm of that song that we gave the lyrics, that he thought we were worth saving, praise the name of the Lord, that he thought we were worth keeping,
mm-hmm.
and as a result, praise God. He sacrificed his life so that we could be free, that we could become whole, even conceived new children of God. that we can move from perishing to eternal life with them.
Mm-hmm.
From dead in sin, and that sin being buried right along with the death that Christ experienced, praise God, and we were resurrected by faith in him. We will be in the very likeness of that same resurrection. This is what Paul is stating there. Don't you know this? Know you not that as many, that goes along with the different phrases, whosoever believeth, as many as, praise the name of the Lord. It's up to you to receive for yourself and to become the one that did act in faith, in surrender, in the opening of your heart, in the response to the Holy Spirit touching you, the light, hallelujah, shining in you as only God could do through his Spirit. And you didn't harden your heart, but that light became the power to overcome, amen, your hard nature, your nature of sin, your rejection, because you were living in the lust of your own desires. But you were so blessed, as so many of us, to have had the light of the gospel now touch, come into you, your heart, and show you that you've been separated from the love of God, his outstretched arms, his love for you. You've been living as your, as the God of your own life instead of, oh, hallelujah, seeing him as the loving God and the Lord that he desires to be. Praise God.
Amen.
As you receive him for yourself. So as many of us who, as a result of that faith, are placed into Jesus Christ. This really plainly says here, we are baptized into Christ, which can be translated, we're placed into him, we're introduced into him, spiritually conceived into him, if you will. Praise God.
Amen.
As many of us believe, we were placed, we are placed into the spiritual body of Christ. Each and every one. Hallelujah. As many as receive them. And you, every believer, he quickens, he conceives us again. You have to quicken who were dead.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But he's quickened you. Praise God. And we all, as we will see, have become the, and placed into the spiritual, literal body of Christ. So again, know ye not that as many of us who were, as a result of faith, placed into Christ, baptized into him, were also placed and baptized into his death. That is, we identify with that same death that he died. On Easter, we look at the fact that Christ died. He became the sacrifice. He gave his life to pay the price of sin for you and I. And he died, hallelujah, was buried, placed into the tomb. But as we know, the Easter Sunday, the Easter story, praise God, the love story, that's not how the story ended. Can you say amen? Praise the name of the Lord. But he rose again as victory. Praise the name of the Lord. The old is put to death, and he was raised now. in a new exalted realm. So again, Paul writes here, may you know that you were also baptized into his death. When Christ died on the cross, amen, we died with him. Can you say amen? I said, we died with him. Praise the name of the Lord. In other words, he became our substitute. Oh, come on, say amen. And our identification with him, amen, is in that substitute. Amen. We are identified with him now in his death. And we receive the benefits of that death. And that is being forgiven and freed and becoming the newness as we see in Paul's epistle here. So know ye not that so many of us, as we're baptized into his death, praise God, into Christ, we're baptized into his death, praise the name of the Lord. Therefore, somebody say, therefore, as a result, as a result of that alone, no other way, no other realm brings that to us, praise God, but therefore, we are buried with him.
My Lord.
By the same identification, baptism into his death. Praise God.
Thank you.
So not only did he die, not only, I should say, did we die with him. Mm-hmm. You see, when we receive Christ, we are dead in the old nature. Sin and all of its power and acts, hallelujah, is put to death. And we are risen in a whole new position, a whole new conceived position as we see Paul right there. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise God.
We are buried with him. And we are buried even into his death. And again, all of our sins and transgressions of the past, how many are glad that they're buried right there along with Christ in his death? Come on, give God some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Old things. Amen. Somebody say, old things are passed away.
All things are passed away.
And all things become new.
Oh,
we're talking about a glorious resurrection Sunday, Easter season. Somebody give God some prayer. So we are identified with the very death. All of our sins buried. All of the transgression. The condemnation that we once had as a result. All of it, hallelujah, put to death. And notice as he states here, so we are buried with him in his death. In part two, that like as Christ was raised up then from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we will also find ourselves proceeding, walking in that same newness of life, a new spiritual conceived position that we are now in, conceived a new spiritual creation. We died with him. How many glad you died with him? We were buried with him. How many glad you, all of your sins and trust God, are buried right along with him? And guess what? His resurrection, amen, is our resurrection. Even as in the newness of life that it brings about. Somebody give God some amens today. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So verse number 5 says, now having said all that, so for if we have now been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Amen.
Mom.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. But you must receive the act of his death, sacrifice, substitution by faith, by surrender, by yielding, by saving faith. And as a result, that substitution and the death will transact into your position. All of your transgressions, guilt, and penalty, and the nature thereby will be eradicated. And you will raise up now with that eternal life that Jesus spoke of. Did Jesus say he was the eternal life? If any man receive of me,
mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in me shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Praise the name of the Lord. That life comes only through the acts that we celebrate on this Easter season. Praise the name of the Lord. Which requires the love act of dying for you. Praise God. Lord, you thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. Oh, praise God. You thought I was worth keeping. Oh, hallelujah. So you conceived me, cleansed me inside, a new creation even. You thought I was to die for. Y'all know we use that terminology sometimes when we talk about something that we just really love. Oh, man, that mac and cheese is worth dying for. It's to die for. Mm-hmm. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise God, amen.
He loved us so. I said he loved us so that we were to die for. Oh, hallelujah. What can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus?
My Lord.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Love. I said love found the way. The motivation now. And we are to be love. And guess what? And as a result, he did it so we could be free, so that we could become even the sons of God, of his exclusive use. And that right now, we can go forth and tell everyone we know, the songwriter says. Are you telling the story? Are you compelled in your understanding that you, hallelujah, now are bound, praise God, for that purpose? Oh, somebody give God some amens. And this is the way the gospel spread. This is the way others, oh, hallelujah, come to receive the same eternal life through grace that you didn't deserve. I didn't deserve.
My Lord.
By grace are we saved.
By grace.
Through faith. And the faith is not of ourselves. He had to impute the faith, the saving faith, that is the whole criteria for us receiving,
my Lord,
or the gift of his death, receiving the resurrection in our Amen. Life and circumstances. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go a little further.
Thank you,
let's just drop on over to Romans 8. We'll stay right in Romans and go to Romans chapter 8 here. Amen. How many love the Lord today? How many love him today?
Amen.
Oh, praise Amen. The name of the Lord. Romans.
Lord, hallelujah. Glory.
Praise God. Let's go to 8. And for the interest of time here, let's just drop right on over to verse 11 and 12, Romans 8, 11 and 12. And watch Paul here write a little further. And he says, but if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead now dwell in you, he who raised up Christ from the dead, what? Shall also do what? Quicken your mortal bodies.
Yes.
By the Holy Spirit which dwells in you. Oh, praise the name of the Lord.
Praise God in mind.
As we just read in chapter 6 then, 3 and 5. Hallelujah. That we are baptized into his death and into his resurrection, unto the newness of life. To the newness, to walk now in the newness of life. Paul writes here, but if the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit of him, praise God, that is of God, who raised up Jesus from the dead. How many know that resurrection from the dead was done, even as we just read, through the operation of God?
Amen.
Can you say amen? I said through the operation of God. You go back and you read that, maybe you might have missed it in chapter 6. Praise God. He goes on, going back real quickly to chapter 6. And he says in verse 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into his death. Notice here that like as Christ was raised up from the dead, no, by the glory of the Father, even so you. I said, even so you were also should walk in the newness of life. What he's saying there, that the glory and the power of the Father that raised up Christ, who else is going to receive that same power and working? You and I. The same operation of the Holy Spirit. Oh, come on, give God some praise. I hope you're being blessed. But he goes on, and he says, which we go back to that 11th verse of the 8th chapter, get a little better insight, see how it's complementary to what we just read, and he puts it this way, so, but if the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, amen, from God, who raised up Jesus, which we just read, the glory of the Father raised him up, that same glory, that same operation, that same power that raised up him from the dead, he who did it will also, praise God, shall also quicken your mortal body. Oh, hallelujah. That same Holy Spirit is a power to conceive us new creations, to raise us up in the same spiritual likeness of Christ. Oh, how many are glad for that power today. The power, hallelujah, of the Holy Spirit. We have that same realm. As many as receive and believe Christ, to them he gives the power to become the sons of God. Oh, give God some amens. Oh, hallelujah. This Easter message, this glorious, glorious good news, the fullness. I said the fullness of his death, burial, and resurrection. The substitution that he came into this earth to become for you and I. When he could find no other sacrifice, God himself became the sacrifice. Oh, I wish I had some amen. Hallelujah. And he died for you. Praise the name of the Lord. And you are identified every believer with that same death and all of your sins and trespasses and the whole nature that found you guilty, hallelujah, is planted and buried with him. And you are raised in the same spiritual realm and like this, but as the sons of God, amen, all through, hallelujah, Calvary's cross and what it has meant for you and I. Somebody give God some praise today.
Hallelujah.
I am the door. I am the way, Christ said. Except any man comes to me, he cannot get back to the Father. Oh, somebody give God some praise today.
Hallelujah.
This is why, amen, we indeed spread the gospel of Jesus Christ alone, as many as would believe and receive what he has done alone, he gives now the power. And again, verse 11 there, but if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised up Christ from the dead, who was that? The Almighty Sovereign God. That same one, he's going to quicken your mortal bodies. Oh, praise the name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He will give you a live, living, victorious life that is commensurate to the same realm as Jesus himself. We become. He's the first fruit of many brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. It's about a new birth. Not a brushing you off or reworking you when you receive Christ. Amen. The plan that God has ordained to save, the only plan whereby we can be saved, is our faith in Christ. And the substitution that he became for us of dying, taking the punishment that sin, hallelujah, was inflicting upon you, hallelujah, took it, bore it, was then placed, hallelujah, in that tomb, hallelujah, of death. But he rose again in victory by the power of the Father.
God.
Oh, come on, give God some praise today. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, baby. This is the message that we take for. It is the only way unto salvation. There is no other name whereby man can be saved.
Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. In the last day, some will try to pervert the gospel. It's Jesus and faith in him alone and nothing else. Praise the name of the Lord. And here we see. Praise God. Amen. But, again, if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he will quicken your mortal bodies. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The Amplified says, see, this is not a reworking, it's a new conceiving spiritual work. You must be born again.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is about being conceived, put to death in the old adjudicated through the payment of the loving price of Christ, and now you become a new conceived child of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Romans 8:11 as we wrap up. Even let's read it in the Amplified. In the Amplified says, and if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ, Jesus from the dead, will also restore to life your mortal body, hallelujah, amen, through his spirit that dwells in every believer that is conceived of him. I'll give God some praise today. Hallelujah. So then, brethren, as a result of all of this, do we owe something to anybody? Hello? Paul writes here, so then, brother, we are debtors, but not to the flesh or anything of this world or the natural. Hello? You don't owe, that's not who you're in debt to. But who are you in debt to? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I said to Christ.
Christ.
But not to the flesh. We are not obligated to our carnal nature now to live a life that is ruled by the standards set up and dictates of the flesh, but we now belong to the Lord. We now are debtors to Christ. We now are debtors to the newness. Oh, hallelujah, the spiritual realm. Somebody give God some praise today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a whole new realm, a whole new walk, a whole new nature. Salvation through Christ. This gospel that we preach is about, thank God, either you're going to perish in this nature into an eternal damnation, or you will receive the one way whereby we can be rescued and freed. And in that freeing, It is not just freeing you, but it literally is conceiving you in a whole new spiritual realm. Oh, hallelujah. That is eternal. You become something totally opposite of what you were in your sin. Oh, give God some amens today.
Praise God, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Glory.
Amen.
Real quickly, we're just going to read this out today as we conclude for the day. And we'll, these are some scriptures we'll touch on and many others throughout this series. I'm going to invite your attention real quickly, Galatians chapter number 3. I would give them out to read, but I'm going to read them real quickly in the interest of time. Galatians, just a few actually. We're going to be dealing with these scriptures. How many love God's word today? Oh, hallelujah. How many love his word. Hallelujah. We're going to be dealing with these scriptures. And friends, hallelujah, enjoy it for yourself. But let us invite and touch and see lives saved in this outreach of the call of inspiration. Be determined that we bring anyone, oh, hallelujah, to this glorious call of inspiration where the word is going forth, the ministry. Let's bring others so that they can, too, receive the same new life. Oh, hallelujah, that most of us on this line are so privileged to have received. Galatians chapter 3, if you will. And let's just read 26 to 28, amen, and go back and read this further in your own weekly studies. In verse 26, if you will. Praise God. Galatians chapter number 3. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 26 through 28. And we read there, for you are all the children of God. And how is that? By faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, which we saw in Romans, have put on Christ, There is neither Jew nor Gentile. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one now. In Christ Jesus. Oh, come on, give God some praise.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Colossians chapter number 2. Write these down and go back. And I inspire you to go in your own studies throughout the week and watch the Holy Spirit just fill you even further. Colossians, if you will, real quickly. Chapter number, I think, was on the 2 and just 12 and 13.
Thanks, God.
Praise God. Paul writes again. Now we are buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him. Amen? You're risen with him.
Amen.
Through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you being dead in your sins, and even in the uncircumcision of your flesh, now he has quickened together with him, having forgiven you all of your trespasses. Oh, how many are glad that we have received that same newness. We're risen in the same realm, forgiven, praise God. All because we are baptized and introduced and identified through his death, through what he paid the price on Calvary's cross. And as many as we see now, we receive that substitute in the new life. Oh, hallelujah, that only comes through Christ. To the utmost, Jesus saves.
Amen.
To the utmost, Jesus saves.
Glory.
He'll pick you up, turn you around. There's new life. You are baptized, introduced, and you receive the identification of his death. Oh, hallelujah. And that satisfies the demand. And we then go on to receive the conceived new life.
Yeah.
And it is one that changes our whole position. And it literally, it redeems us back now. Out of the fleshly realm and direction of perishing, redeems us back unto the Father, into the eternal spiritual realm, whereby we, our path completely changes in a new spiritual conceived resurrected life right along with Christ. Old things have passed away.
Hallelujah.
All things become new. Even we now walk as Christ. We are resurrected with him that we now walk in the newness, new spiritual realm of life. Oh, let's give God some praise. Let's give us some praise today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As many hours as last. You too.
Thank you, Lord.
You too. Only need to open up your heart right this moment and to say, Lord, oh, I thank you for your love. I yield my life to you. I receive you by faith. It can be yours today. As many as believe, to them he gives the power to become the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. Bow your heads with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity of this glorious fellowship we have with you on the line and all the many that are hearing this good news. Oh, that are understanding the love that you have and it calls you. Oh, hallelujah, to move that love in action and to die for us. And Lord, right now we say thank you for that love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, right now we ask that you would take the word that is so powerful, that is living. And Lord, each one that has heard by design, oh, hallelujah, work your work within. We ask it right now, within the mighty name of Jesus. Let us all say, amen. 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 Let's give God a roaring praise once again. Hallelujah. All the love. Each and every one. God bless you today. Praise the name of God. Into the hands of Sister Bowery. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.